I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. Ignoring the fact that an international super spy should never introduce himself by his actual name, James Bond has helped the world avert terrorism and destruction for 50 years now. The newest on-screen iteration in the Bond franchise is Skyfall, and in some ways, this film brings the character and the franchise full circle. Bond is back to his gritty roots. In fact, and this isn't a spoiler, after the first 5 minutes, you might fear that Bond is now dead. Of course, you know better, but the opening scene of Skyfall could be described as the death of the Cold War spy and the rebirth of a 21st century post-9/11 Bond who has to rely less on gizmos, gadgets, and whimsical personality and more on bronze and brains. Director Sam Mendes, along with cinematographer Roger Deakins, paint a new Bond on an old palette. There are still the signature Bond moments, from being delivered a martini, shaken, not stirred, to jet-setting to beautiful exotic locations around the globe and bedding beautiful women. While there are plenty of nods to the 50-year history of Bond, there is also an overwhelming feeling of dread that the world has passed Bond by. Sure, Bond always finds himself at the mercy of a supervillain. Think Sean Connery, tied to a table with the threat of incineration. In Skyfall, though, Daniel Craig plays Bond as a fractured hero, not sure if he can handle the weight that bears down on his shoulders. Old, drunk, and behind a step, this Bond has more in common with Christopher Nolan's Batman in The Dark Knight than Roger Moore's International Man of Mystery. A hero is only good as his villain, and Javier Bardem as Silva gives Bond all that he can handle. The allusions to Nolan's Batman are not just superficial. It seems there was a concerted effort to find the darker side of this world, and it started with a villain who trades the physical chaos of the Joker for a technological mayhem that strikes at the heart of Britain's Secret Service, MI6. There has been a lot of talk by critics that this is possibly the best Bond ever, and like comparing football players of different eras, I don't find the comparisons fair. Skyfall may not be the James Bond film fans deserve, but it's the James Bond film fans needed. I highly recommend you see Skyfall. For 24 frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton.